It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief, everybody. My friend Kurt Schlichter is in the house, senior columnist at townhall.com. Got a new book out. Is it Overlord, sir? Is that their most recent one?
The new one is Overlord. It's the eighth in the Kelly Turnbull series, the best-selling conservative action novels, and everybody should go get it on Amazon. It's amazing. Got a great cover on it.
We can also talk about the book you're working on too. But first, Kurt, I was thinking about this yesterday because, you know, you're a military veteran of many years. You're a Persian Gulf War One guy, right? And then also a fellow GWAT guy. And
I was in Kosovo, which is it's like being a fireman and the orphanage is burning down. And the chemical plant's burning down, and you get sent to take a cat out of a tree. But
fair enough. But
you know, you go and do the job they assign you.
Here's the deal. Yesterday, it was trending on American accounts on TikTok. You may have seen this. Basically, Bin Laden had some good points. Did you see this? Did you see this with
the
kids?
I'll be writing about that at Town Hall on Monday. A bunch of kids going, you know who's great? This Bin Laden guy. He's got a lot of great points. Just, you know, somebody pointed out.
What is this?
The Unabomber Manifesto.
No, but I need to, like, what? How? I was reading this. First of all, the Bin Laden Letter to America. I mean, you look at this stuff. These guys all forget, too. You go to the origins of all this, like Syed Qutb and the Muslim Brotherhood and, like, 20th century Islamism and Hassan al-Banna and all these guys. I mean, they think women are property. They, you know, they want to kill people in the LGBTQ plus community. They are religious fascists. And their whole project is actually colonial and expansionist in nature, which is effectively find different ways to take over countries and make them compliant with Sharia. But American libs, like leftists, go, you know what? This Bin Laden guy, he's kind of a rebellious liberator type. Like, they're out of their minds.
Wait, look, I mean, Syed Qutb, who started this, the intellectual movement that led to Al-Qaeda, was in Greeley, Colorado as a college student. And he literally decided he wanted to launch a war on the West because he watched people dancing. Okay? This is like a Muslim version of John Lithgow and Footloose, who and they're siding with him.
But like a lot more beheadings and you know, mass murder.
More beheadings. Yes. I mean, look, I get nobody likes Kevin Bacon, but you don't want to cut him to pieces. They want to cut him to pieces.
I just don't understand how it's possible for anyone to have functioning, like a functioning cerebral cortex and read Bin Laden's letter to America. I mean, I was going through this yesterday on the radio show, Kurt, and but really, here's the thing. It's actually a logical consequence of what the left has been doing with Hamas. Hamas is indefensible now. This is really, do you know what I mean? Hamas is an indefensible entity. And so now they're like, well, if we're going to defend that, I guess we have to defend Al-Qaeda too. And the way to defend it is to create this framework of like, they're always the victims. Even when they're killing other people, they're the victims.
Yeah, which is why I reject the whole thing. I'm done arguing with stupid people. My answer now is to kill all our enemies, which is what Israel's doing. I've always been a fan of the Romans because all civilization is a conflict between the civilized people and the barbarians. And the Romans just went in and wiped them out. They either surrendered and were broken or they were killed. And that's what we have to do to Hamas, and that's what we have to do to our enemies. There's no other way. There's no compromise where they get like half of what they want, which is half of us dead.
But this is what I always come back to, because there are some people out there who are sometimes reasonably sane on some issues.
Yes.
And but then on Hamas, all of a sudden they're like, well, like what about, you know, what about the Palestinian children in Gaza? And they do this whole. Yes. You know, they create this framework of Palestinians are the victims of the victims. I sit there and I say, what do they want Israel to do? I mean, they just had 1,200 people murdered by a terrorist group that runs a state and is right next door. All this stuff about a ceasefire, I'm like, a ceasefire? This would be like a home invader breaks into your home, beats you half to death, and then goes into like the shed in the backyard. And it's like, okay, well, let's call a truce now. The guy's in the shed in the backyard. He just tried to kill me.
Look, I'm for an increased fire. Look, the reason that they want a ceasefire is because they want Hamas to win. And look, there are people on our side who are playing footsies with these idiots.
What's that all about? Why is that happening?
I think some of them are stupid.
Do they just want, is it just click? Is it click farming? Like they just want more attention?
There is some click farming. It's very rebellious to be the guy going, well, I don't want another forever war. Hey, dummy. The problem with forever wars is the forever part, not the war. I'm a Jacksonian. I'm not a pacifist. I believe in fighting when you have to and winning decisively. I do not believe in rolling over. War is not inherently bad. War is a moral obligation against the enemies of civilization. And we should do it. This idea that somehow every time some foreign potentate murders 30 Americans, we're supposed to roll over for that buck? They take 12 of our people hostage? We're supposed to be, oh, okay. Thank you, sir. May I have another? If that's America first, which it is not, if that's America first, count me out. But it isn't America first. It's not what we're about.
And
we're not going to do it. And the only reason, look, America has a moral right to go in and kill every member of Hamas because they murdered 30 Americans and they took 12 of ours hostage. The only reason I don't support us doing that is the current inept American military would only get in the Israelis' way and make it more difficult to kill or capture all the Hamas guys.
I want to ask you more about that actually here in a second, but we got to take a moment for our sponsor. If you think President Biden is the worst president in U.S. history, you haven't seen anything yet. According to former Wall Street insider and digital currency expert Tika Tiwari, just a few days from now, President Biden could go on national TV and announce something that will sound crazy, but here's what Tika thinks. A dollar recall. That's right. Replacing every single dollar in your bank account with a digital dollar. I mean, this could have massive impact on millions of Americans. Business Insider has written the U.S. Treasury's efforts to create a U.S. digital currency could be imminent. That was earlier this year. Tika Tiwari believes the official announcement could come sometime this year before the year's end. That's why he released a controversial video helping you to prepare. Go to dollarrecall.com to see the video the mainstream media doesn't want you to see and learn how to opt out of this digital dollar. or you could end up holding a lot of worthless U.S. currency. Go check it out. DollarRecall.com. DollarRecall.com is the website paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Kurt, you know, how many of the guys that, you know, like I see all these people now more than ever before in some ways, true warriors from the special operations community, because the war in Afghanistan is over. The war in Iraq is over. People are going out and speaking a little bit more freely, I think, about some of this than they have ever before. And when I see some of this, I say to myself, the guys who were doing the fighting, the guys who were kicking in the doors in Ramadi and who were walking through fields in Kandahar with the Marines and others, I mean, and, you know, the war fighters, are a lot of them just leaving? And are we left with the increasingly sort of bureaucratic peacetime, if you will, military mentality? Like, what's going on? Because on the leadership side, we see these four stars and we say, these are the people that would be trying to go toe-to-toe with Chinese military leadership? That's a little concerning.
Well, look, the current military leadership is a total disaster. We have not decisively and unequivocally won a major conflict in 30 years. I remember the last time we did, I was there, and I got to say, it felt good to win. A win on a level that would have impressed Hannibal or Caesar in Operation Desert Storm. And since then, we have squandered it. Our current military leadership is incompetent and incapable of performing even the most basic tasks. It can't recruit. It's totally alienated the veterans community. You know, Buck, I spent 27 years in. I'm proud of what I did, although basically all I did was wash trucks. I'm no hero like Pete Buttigieg. But I and literally all the vets I know are saying, hey, guys, this isn't the time to join America's military. How horrible is that?
Did you see the polls? All right, so Kurt, military leadership is a major problem. I want to come back and ask you about your book before we close out here. In the midst of the relentless war on masculinity in America today, I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem, men's testosterone levels are falling off a cliff. And I don't just mean the blue-haired libs that you see at all these protests running around. It's happening all over the place. Happens as you age. Thankfully, there's Chalk, CHOQ.com. That's the website. Look, let me tell you, Chalk has amazing products. Try their male vitality stack if you just want an overall boost in energy and focus. Their Chad Mode pre-workout, which I've started to take, is incredible. It is the best pre-workout I've ever taken in my life. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's manufactured right here in the USA. The cleanest, best ingredients you can get. Try Chad Mode, or if you want something that's even broader than a pre-workout, you can also try the male vitality stack. Go to Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Use promo code BUCK for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. That's Chalk, CHOQ.com. Promo code BUCK for 35% off. Try that Chad Mode pre-workout. You will love it. Kurt, there should be a Kurt Mode pre-workout, but anyway, it's a whole other conversation. Tell us about the book you're working on right now. Just gotta think it's very in the zeitgeist.
Look, after the October 7th attack, I started writing a new novel because I wanted to tell the story of a terrorist attack on the United States. The book is about 80% done. It may come out in December. I may decide to go with a traditional publisher. It may take a little longer. But the basic concept, Buck, and I'm eager to hear your thoughts as an analyst, is that we have an open border. We have, the enemy is smart. The enemy is tough. The enemy has learned the lessons of October 7th. That is a decentralized group of lightly armed terrorists who basically fight until they're dead. So they need no C2. They need no command and control. Infiltrate them into the United States. Give them a time. Tell them, go for it. And suddenly it's open season and mass casualties like we can't even imagine.
Sounds like quite a novel, my friend. We'll have you on to talk about it. Go pick up Overlord, Kurt's latest book, and also look for his columns on townhall.com. Kurt, thank you so much. Good to have you, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.